Hi and welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, which is our polyethylene polypropylene podcast for the 10th of September. I'm Nolukman Suratman here interviewing Ong Xiaoling, our PEPP editor for the Middle East and South Asia based here in Singapore. So Xiaoling, could you elaborate a bit more on the market outlook for October?
The PEPP supply condition in the Middle East is actually likely to improve heading forward for October cargoes, because availability was pretty short in August and September when there were production hiccups and logistics issues. For instance, the Yansab complex had a brief outage in end August, which curtailed the already low Saudi majors inventories. So on the logistics side, congestions at the Dammam port in Saudi Arabia, which is a result of the shorter working hours of the Saudi Arabians during Ramadan in August and Eid holidays in September, have caused delays in cargo arrivals both regionally and outside of the GCC region. So with the end of the festive period, logistic issues are slowly resolved and processors will receive their resins promptly. So in addition to the outage and the logistics issues, fresh on-spec resins from the new Saudi Polymers HDP facility beginning September will increase the supply. This HDP plant comprises of two lines with 550,000 tons per year nameplate capacity each. So market does expect supply to be more for October shipments. Demand in the GCC region, on the other hand, may not sound as rosy, particularly in PP downstream sectors due to the seasonal lull. So based on the supply-demand fundamentals, players see no reason for price fall, but expecting prices to be stable to firm, taking into consideration of the possible dwindling demand.
Thanks for that. What about the Indian market? What will the Indian polyolefins market will be like in October?
India will likely paint a similar picture, especially for PE, since out of India's annual demand of close to 3 million tons, close to one-third is actually covered by imports. India is less dependent on imports for PP as by production capacity, India is a net exporter. PP imports barely covers 12% of the total PP demand in India. So back to the price outlook, the expected upswing in PE and PP prices in India is in preparation for the Diwali festival in mid-November. It is expected that the demand will turn robust by mid-September, whereby processors will have to build up stocks of resins to ramp up their own operations to produce finished goods so as to be in time to sell to the wholesalers in October. Because of this upbeat sentiment, buying activity in both import and domestic markets has picked up over the past 2 weeks. Also, this was buoyed by the higher lease prices quoted by the Indian producers. Indian makers actually announced late in August that an increase of 1 to 2 rupee for all PE and PP grades will be effective from 1st September, in tandem with the global increase in polyolefin prices and the higher upstream naphtha and olefin prices.
So overall, looking forward, what do you think will be the situation will be like in the market for both India and the Middle East?
So looking forward, market seemed rather confident that the PEPP prices will continue to stay firm given the strong upstream numbers, but increments could be marginal if, number one, the key China market does not see improvements for October procurements, number two, if the supply from the Middle East gets too much, and number three, when the feedstock prices starts to soften.
Okay, thanks Xiaoling for that brief overview on the Middle East and the India PP and PE markets.